in Sherry Lane.
All right, which ticket host is most likely to have a side piece?
Well, we did the double life thing with Dan.
Yeah.
And that sort of...
You think that covers it?
I think...
That's a
I think the P1s would say Mike. But... I don't know. I might be in that mix also.
Yeah.
a moment of honesty and clarity for you right there.
Yeah, it's probably you.
Okay, maybe.
All right, this is White Elephant Day. It's Donovan, Gordon, Jake, and we are just about done. We have one more Dan McDowell ticker to go, and I think I just realized that this is usually where we mix. We
oh, is
really
it?
Plan on. We usually mix here, right?
Yeah, but you don't have to.
No, we want to. Ladies and gentlemen,
I got you got better things to do.
The most prolific...
Me. We don't.
And trusted writer in Dallas, Robert Wilonsky.
Hey,
sorry, David.
Hey.
And David Moore is here, too.
And the most trusted and prolific voice in sports, David Moore.
Oh, the consolation
prize. One that was disingenuous.
Hello, fellas. How you guys doing?
Good.
How are you? We have intentional grounding tonight. I do want to bring up what this segment was
going
to be about.
Yeah, we can do that with them
with
here.
Everyone.
Really
here.
Don't. We don't.
Yes.
You don't
No. We need you.
With,
you here.
Between Jake and me, no one can tell whose voice it is anyway.
No, I have to get Wikipedia and write for hours to get references that you come up with off the top of your head. So that's the hard part about fake Wilonsky.
What I'm looking forward to
is it requires, random page. I need another one. That's not deep enough.
On December 22nd, David and I are filling in for, I think, Bob and Dan.
Okay. I think I'll be your producer. Yes, sir.
So I look forward to many, many
raucous
fake Wilonsky.
You know what I look for? I look for fake Jake Kemp.
Hey, yeah.
A segment of that.
There you go.
That seems awfully meta.
It really
back,
is.
Man. Get him back. So when we decided what we...
There's nothing to get me back for. That's a sign of respect
that he's able
to tie...
Did I say get him back?
Yeah.
No, I didn't mean that.
Franco-Prussian war with...
To the cover, too.
I'm very flattered by it. I got to tell you, he does me better than me.
You felt you arrived when you heard that.
I did. Absolutely.
You texted me immediately and said, I finally arrived.
And F that guy.
That was the second
text. That was the follow-up text. Yeah.
And I will dance on Gordon, his grave was the last thing I did.
I know you have a thing to do, but I haven't seen you, and I knew I'd see you tonight because of the White Elephant. I knew
yes,
I'd
sir.
See you to congratulate you on your Best of the West.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Robert.
Yes.
Thank you. It was quite a surprise.
Only because it was 4 months late.
It was so strange. It was the weirdest thing. I guess the morning news didn't find out about it until... It's a medallion, I think. I haven't seen it yet.
Do you have to pay for it?
Whatever. No.
Do you have to wear it?
Yeah, you are required to wear it for 1 month. No, it's just 1 month.
An unbuttoned shirt with a chain.
Well, I don't know. I want to go that far, but you do have to wear it outside your clothing.
Wow.
By law.
Well, congratulations. You deserved it.
Well, thank
it's
you.
An extraordinary piece for what you won, and you really deserve it.
Well, thank you, Robert. I do appreciate that. It meant a lot to me to win that for that piece, too. That obviously is one that's... Probably I guess it is the most meaningful one to me. And so I like seeing that one. I almost like it most. It's great to win an award. I'm not diminishing that. But I like it that it had another reason for that piece to get put out there.
Right.
Because I always get, the most meaningful stories from people after they read that piece and they talk about their own relationship with their parents or some troubled relationship with their mother that they called after reading that, and they shared the one guy shared a text message exchange that he had with his mom that was just it had me in tears just reading his. So it's it does a little good in the world, and I think that's great.
I love Sensitive Gordo.
Sensitive Gordo.
That's got to be the best part of this job, right? I've only experienced it at a much, much smaller level than you have, but just whenever people can relate to something
absolutely.
You put out there and you feel like you know people and you're connecting with people, that's. That one gets you in the feels.
I know.
Even it's like an email, and you're looking at it like, man, I really feel connected to this person.
I know it's SG to
it
have
is.
Feels. Yeah. But yeah, that's the most meaningful part. That's the thing that's unfair to have this job, because this job can be meaningful to people, and you get paid for it. You shouldn't be allowed to have both of those things, like a meaningful job and then get compensated for it. Because it seems like it should be one of the
It
other.
Really seems like the only job you should be compensated for is a meaningful job.
Right. But usually the world doesn't work that
right.
way.
Did y'all happen to read my story on Chaz Grain coming back to practice?
Nice.
You know what? I texted with my estranged brother about that.
Do we need to send that off to the awards committee so you can get some of this recognition also, David?
My father read it before he went in to have three teeth removed this morning, and it made it really got him through that surgery.
And I should announce I also won Least in the East. Did I not mention that one? I won that for the for a different piece. It was the Wendy Davis one that didn't do as well.
So, congratulations on that.
Thank you very much.
Different markets.
Yeah.
Boy, I feel like we shouldn't even bring up what we...
What are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about taints or something.
No.
It's always the ticket. It's this mixture of high and low, you know?
We had a suggestion that we would have an ex-girlfriend roundtable for one of the segments here on White Elephant Day. And we both agreed that, you know, the ex that's right before the wife is probably not a good idea to have up and reconnect, and then we all go to dinner afterwards and have drinks, and we're just all having fun and stuff. So then Jake said, why don't we have the female up here that deflowered you?
Well, that was by necessity, because I have to go that far back to find someone that I feel like would speak to me.
Okay, so you've burned a whole lot of bridges.
You? Yeah, I mean, I knew her through high school and somewhat after, but it was like friendly. It wasn't a romantic situation, but... If you go like the last 8 years or so,
she lost a bet.
It's going to be not me. It's going to be not a lot of communication.
You still Instagram?
No, I've never Instagrammed.
Because you've broken up with chicks in the most horrible of ways, right?
Well, I know I've heard Gordon talk about this before, but you don't break up with them. You make it so miserable that they break up with you. And then there's no chance afterward that you're going to...
Because you don't want to seem
like... The chicken-ass way of breaking up?
You don't want to seem like the bad guy for breaking up with the female?
It's not always been that way, but yeah. Some of the times you just think, I don't want to do it today. I'll do it tomorrow. And instead of doing it tomorrow, you just treat her like you want to do it that day.
Right.
And they're already kind of sick of you. And
it's perfect.
He knows.
Yeah, it doesn't work as well when you're married.
Yeah, it's tougher.
I've received a breakup snail mail letter when I was in college. It was the, you know, you're not paying attention to me as I'm in school and she's back at home. One time I went to go see my girlfriend, came back home kind of a surprise. I wasn't supposed to come home, and there was another dude sitting on the porch.
Having fun.
Yeah, that was the... And once I was, someone broke up with me by calling me. I picked up the phone, hello, and she played "Freaks of the Industry" by Digital Underground.
No.
And afterwards, she yelled "freak," hung up. I haven't talked to her since.
Wow, walk off.
It was the walk off. Yeah. Dramatic. And back in the old days, no texting or anything. That was by phone at my mom's house.
She's an innovator. She should have received an
award
for
that. And it was the receiver by the jukebox. And I sat there and listened to the whole damn song, which is like 6.5 minutes. And afterwards, freak, click, no more contact. Zero.
And we didn't even think about asking you to get involved.
I still don't
know
what I did.
Wrangle,
yeah,
so.
We didn't even ask.
I don't have any exes. I haven't had my first relationship yet. Here's an interesting question for you guys, because I found that there seems to be I thought that everyone still had positive feelings for their ex and still loved them. Like, once you love someone, you always love them.
Yes.
And I've talked to several people who say, now it seems even weird now that I even think that we went out for 3 years.
You may still have feelings, but love may go away. If they did you dirty, I don't think you, quote-unquote, love them anymore, but you'll still have maybe...
Doesn't fall away, and then it reveals once again that you have warmth for that person and you wish them well. And
maybe
you...
in some instances, but some people hold grudges and that's what they do. And they'll say, I will forever not like this dude because of the way he did me, or this girl because of the way she did me. That's what I think.
See, I have fondness for all of my exes.
All of them?
All of them.
Like each one every couple days for 30 seconds of
time. Yeah, I don't think there's one where I say, man, I wish I'd never speak to that heifer again or anything like that.
Whoa,
no.
Okay.
But, you know.
I mean, I get there being a little bitterness for a little bit.
Right.
But then afterwards, it's like you loved something about that person.
Yeah, I think you're confusing what I'm saying. I'm saying they have a level of hatred towards me.
Oh.
That it's not okay. So much like that. I may think like, hey, you know, it wasn't that bad, right? And then they would say, they would play Digital Underground. And
what do you think they would say about you? Like, what would be their assessment?
You know what? The weird thing is it probably it changed throughout time, right? Like, the thing that the girl who broke up with you at 18 said, there may be shades of that in what the girl who broke up with you at 24 said, but I'm still fairly young, so you grow a lot. That's a pretty huge growth period. I would say 18 to 24 is way different than, like, 30 to 36.
Sure, sure.
So I'm not really sure. That's why we wanted to do it, I think, is to get up here and see and let you
interrogate them.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Basically, grill them and keep our mics off. Yeah, yeah.
See what they have to
say. Drinks.
I just think ex-boyfriends, especially if you run in the same circles with the one you're with now, like if you went to school with them or college or whatever, and everyone understands that people have passed, and that's cool. There's nothing you can do about it.
And kind of hot.
Right, and but...
Oh, wait a second. I think that's a whole different thing. I don't know that... So you have an ex-girlfriend that maybe married or got with your friend, and y'all hung out, and that's okay with your friend?
No,
okay
I just
with
mean...
You?
I think he was talking about, like, if you have the history of your wife, I hear a lot of people be like, I just don't want to know. I just think, like, that's weird.
You want to know the history of your wife?
No, I don't... I'm not bothered by it either way.
Yeah, trying to...
You know your wife's body count.
No, you don't want to list body count or whatever, but you know if you...
Like, well, I think that Jake says, what if she did list? You're okay. You know your wife's body count, you're saying.
I know what she has reported, and I do, but I don't...
very carefully worded, isn't it, Robert?
Suspicion there.
But no, that's accurate.
I literally don't care. I really don't at all.
But my thing is, I think
most dudes do.
Some of those ex-boyfriends that you may run into are the biggest jerks because they'll let you know that they were their boyfriend before you.
I have run into that.
That's about the only thing that upsets me.
Yeah.
I don't get upset by anything. I don't think I'm a jealous dude. Everyone has a little jealousy. But I don't think I'm that jealous of a dude. I understand my wife had boyfriends in the past. That's fine. But when you get into a certain setting and just this little smug little attitude or whatever, that's the stuff that kind of rubs me the wrong way. I don't follow up on it. I'm not going to walk up and fight anybody. But it just kind of pisses me off a little bit.
So the guy, did he, are you thinking of a specific guy right now?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
What'd he do? Yeah, like, what was their favorite thing to do together?
Man, I'm taking off my shirt right now. No, it's, you know.
It would have been interesting.
It's just one of those things where, okay, dude, I get it.
Like, did she do something with him that she wouldn't do with you?
I don't know, and I don't care. I really
what
don't.
What if you found out?
He's like, look at this photo. Look where it is here.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Donovan, I always toss his salad.
Oh, my dude.
God.
Well, that's just a dramatic interpretation. It's just a...
Congratulations on your award.
Yeah, thank you.
I love the medal.
Touching
you
the soul
it,
is
you wear
very
it so well, yes. Yes, yeah, I remember my father's story of salad. And
it's just that smug attitude, man. That's it. And
you
it
know
shouldn't
why
bother
he's doing
me.
It.
I've been with her for 20 freaking years. You know what? If you can take her now, take her. If you have the goods to take her now, go
wow.
for it.
Whoa.
You hopeless romantic.
She wasn't mine.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you this.
Hopeful, really.
Your wives, is that the way you pronounce it? Wives? Did they go out with one of your friends before you? Like, was she in your circle and went out with a couple of your friends or one of your friends, like, for a long time?
Yeah, but it was
if any of your friends slept with your wife, I guess.
Yeah, but it was, like, real young. Not like real
whoa.
Young. Like 12? Like high school dating type
junior
era.
High?
And then we didn't start really... We went to the same high school,
mm-hmm.
but I'm 4 years older. So it's like you're kind of, you know, the same people, but you're not.
Yeah, I'll be back
I wasn't.
You.
I
but you are friends with someone who has had sex with your wife.
I mean, I'm not. He moved to another state.
Brooklyn?
So we don't keep up. Yeah. Unfortunately, it was TC. And it's tough for me to get over.
Could there
every,
be
every day I have to wake
what a
up.
Well placed drop there, Milo. Good
okay.
God, that was awesome.
Would that bug you if TC had slept with your wife, or is that
it
like
would bother
the,
me if TC slept with his wife?
The safest guy possible to have slept with your wife, and you not feel any sort of threat.
And how do you
wow.
wait?
The
and, wait. How do you define safe?
Safe
first
yeah.
of all,
I'd never really.
And what if it was like an hour before you said I do? She wasn't your wife yet.
And you're over there just smoking a cigarette? I don't know.
If you had to choose one of the ticket guys to sleep with your wife, like now, like there was a gun to y'all's head, or to save the world, you had to let one ticket guy sleep with your wife. Who would you choose?
Just so that I know that...
And who's last?
Just so that I know that she definitely gets a proper experience, I'm certainly picking Donovan. And last would be Gordon.
That seems to be fetishizing something here.
And I like it. Those tabs exist.
Last would be me.
Yeah, just because I feel like you might be willing to do stuff that I would never... Ever.
Freaking Gordon.
And you're in Hollywood, and you've
so many guns. Guns.
You have a medal.
Yeah, yeah.
You have guns.
Wow. You read a lot of
you've
Hemingway.
You've been to Africa.
Hemingway Christ.
You've been to the NBA
Finals.
So
how do you feel, Gordon, knowing that you have beaten Norm for last?
Well, the way I
like,
understand
he would
it
rather
was,
Norm
it's a jealousy
have
thing with
love
Gordon,
with his
though.
Wife.
Yeah, but he's saying, that is a place of honor to be right. The last one. That's the most threatening guy.
This is
and
a protective
me, he just
measure.
Doesn't give a rib.
Hey, with you, it's just hot.
Especially if you get to watch. If you get to
now
watch,
we know
right?
What Jake and his wife talk about in bed.
Talk.
Tell me again about you being with. He's big, isn't he, baby?
And she's like,
and he's so big.
She's like, talk like
what
Donovan.
Is happening? Yes.
Talk.
Right, I blame the two
snowballing
guys for this.
Snowballing. Oh, God.
Congratulations on your award, yes. By the way.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Nick Mercury would be proud.
Intentional grounding is next. What do you boys have on the show tonight?
Pretty much this.
Okay, all right.
Hey, well, do the fake Walensky and promote it.
No.
I beg you.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing
boy,
it.
Boy, he's really mad about this wife thing.
Well, he is.
Sorry, dude.
I think I'd say Norm because I think she'd probably be grossed out and just like, yeah, let's get this thing over with.
It'd be such a like, horrible experience. Yeah. Like, Donovan, she I feel like right. No other man.
She may apologize to me. Right. I'm sorry.
Shoot me now.
She's just never the same.
Blow the parts of my brain away that remember that experience.
All right.
Well, that was
thank
fun.
You. Thank
that
you, everyone. Fun. White Elephant Day. Dan has another ticket to go. It's Jake, Gordon, Donovan, Mino, Fernando. We really appreciate you guys listening. Coming up next, it's Intentional Grounding on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.